Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason Anderson joining us here on D'Lo and KC. Jason, how's your offseason treating you?
So far, so good. How about you guys?
Oh, we good, man. We good.
No offseason here on D'Lo and KC, nah. Man. We on every day. And really no offseason for you either. I don't even know why I asked, because you were writing about Terrence Davis just a couple of days ago.
What do you think, we've been busy over here.
What do you think Terrence Davis's where do you think he ranks in terms of Kings' priorities this offseason?
I'm not exactly sure how to answer that. I think it's so dependent on what else they do with the roster. You know what I mean? I think they have bigger decisions to make. But so many of the things that they're going to do, we don't know what's going to happen with Buddy. We don't know what's going to happen with Marvin. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with Rashawn. So I think there are some of these other dominoes that have to fall, and the Kings may already have a sense of kind of which direction they're going with some of those decisions, and I think that'll kind of dictate, kind of where their priorities are in terms of the rest of the roster.
So Jason, with Terrence Davis, people that you talk to and your report says that he's planning to decline the qualifying offer. Is this something where, to the best of your knowledge, is he, maybe not happy here or not happy with the thought of being here and wants to get out, or is it just a formality? Is it just like this is kind of the way that things are going right now?
Yeah, I think it's a formality. There's been no indication that TD doesn't like it here. In fact, he told us during the season that he was very much enjoying himself here and liked the style of play, liked his fit with the organization. He thinks that that stretch of 27 games at the end of the season was probably the best basketball of his career. So he was giving us indications during the season that he likes the fit and was open to the idea of returning. But turning down this qualifying offer is no surprise. I think it's a $1.9 million qualifying offer. He's going to, want to get paid and make some more money. The part of that I think might have caught some people off guard was the fact that he's going to be seeking something in the neighborhood of $9 million per year, which is a big number. The market will dictate whether he gets that or not. But, I think they can point to some of the other recent deals. Like one I looked at was De'Anthony Melton last year with Memphis. He's a backup guard. Numbers, roughly similar to what Terrence has done. In fact, Terrence's numbers during that stretch with the Kings, he put up a lot significantly better numbers than Melton did. So I think they can look at that deal, which was about roughly eight and a half million per year over 4 years. They can point to that and try to establish Terrence's value that way.
Jason Anderson, Kings beat writer for the Sacramento Bee, with us here on D'Lo and KC. And I guess that's kind of the gift and the curse of the acquisition last year, Jason, is that you knew you only had him here for a couple of months, or you knew that it was likely you only had him here for a couple of months, and he played pretty well. And you could probably make the argument, I don't know if he increased his value to $9 million a year, but he certainly increased his value. Like, we think he played, really, really good here in those final 27 games of the season.
Oh, he certainly did. He was over 11 points a game. I want to say about 3.5 rebounds. He contributed everywhere. It was 11.1 points, 3.3 rebounds, 1.7 assists. He shot the ball well. He was active defensively, lots of deflections, had, you know, some nice steal numbers. And you know, one of the things I'm hearing from people in this pre-draft process is that the Kings are putting a premium on things like deflections, steals. I think we're getting an idea of the kind of players that Monty McNair wants to have here. And, you know, I think so far we've seen kind of an affinity for guys with length, guys who are strong, athletic. And Terrence is a guy who definitely helped them in that area. He's not a lockdown defender by any means, but kind of like DeLon Wright, he just showed some nice tendencies in terms of knowing where to be, kind of getting into those passing lanes, causing a little bit of havoc with some deflections. And I think those are things that the Kings value.
Yeah, I like him a lot, Jason. And I think that the Kings, I'm not saying it should be the number one priority, but I think this is a guy that you want to keep in-house, that you want to keep here in this program, and not only because of his production, but it's one less thing you have to worry about. I really like that bench that they established at the end of the season with Fox out and Halliburton out, and you bring him back into the fold with that. That's a spark plug off the bench, man. Do you have any understanding or any knowledge of how they viewed the guys that played at the end of the season, like the Terrence Davis and DeLon Wright? Do they feel like they found something there and they're kind of good with those guys coming back? Or do they look at it as, you know, it was the end of the season, you know, you never know how teams are taking that time, and they're not putting too much stock into it? How do they read that final 2 or 3 weeks or so?
Well, I think there's validity to both of those, you know, kind of positions you just laid out there. I do think they liked what they found late in the season. Monty, Luke, we all talked about how this team was much better defensively down the stretch than they were over the course of the season with their core guys. And so I think there are a couple things at play there. One, you know, this bench unit that they put together after the trade deadline was just better defensively. I mean, these guys are just more capable defenders at this point. And two, these guys were playing for something. A lot of that group had a lot to play for. If you look at their contract situations and you know, there was a group of guys there that really produced for them that had a lot to play for. And so, you know, I think you do have to weigh those things and ask yourself what you're really going to get if you lock a guy up for, you know, 3-4 years. But no, they got a lot out of those guys. It was a nice Monty made some good moves at the trade deadline. Those guys were what they needed, and I do think there's some interest in what that would have looked like over the course of a full season. That doesn't mean you just run it back the way it is, but I do think they wonder where they would have been if they had those guys on the team all year long.
Hypothetical here. Is Ben Simmons a Monty McNair type player?
Yeah, it's a good question. And, you know, I think for this roster, I think Monty's got to look at what he has already, right? I mean, that's got to be part of the conversation, is what you have and what you need. And, you know, I think Ben potentially could be a really good fit here. You know, this team has to improve in defense and rebounding. They were 30th in the league in both categories last season. Ben is going to give you defense and rebounding. He's going to be a playmaker. You know, the question I have is, I don't know whether this would be a concern or not for the Kings or any other team acquiring Ben, but Ben has played 98% of his minutes in the NBA at point guard and I think 2% at shooting guard, and has never, you know, they switch a lot. So, you know, there's no question he can man up and, you know, guard threes and fours and maybe even, you know, some fives. But Woody, you know, I mean, that's a conversation I feel like it would have to be had, is look, how much are you willing to transform yourself and your game to kind of fit the situation. And you know, in Sacramento, assuming that Fox and Halliburton are not included in any kind of a deal for Ben Simmons, you're going to be asking Ben to play the three, play the four. And how comfortable is he doing that full time? And so that's kind of something I come back to, is just, you know, how much has Ben willing to change and transform his game to fit the situation. I think the Kings would have to give that some thought. But he addresses a lot of their needs just by throwing on a jersey. You know, I mean, he can rebound. He's going to defend. You can put him on point guards. You can have him guard the wing. I mean, these are areas of desperate need for Sacramento. And I think Ben, if they could find a way to get that deal done, I think Ben helps with a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Jason, you've been all over it with the draft and the Kings sneaking guys in and out for these private workouts and all this other stuff. I just imagine Jason, like, in the bushes, like, across the street from Golden One Center, just with binoculars, you know what I mean, trying to see who's coming in and coming out. But this is just a pure hypothetical, just your read on it, because you've been close to the draft or whatever. If you had to pick a player that they could take that might be in that range at nine, who do you think would be good for the Kings to take at that spot?
Well, I'm gonna punt to a certain extent here, just because of what I
Boo.
Said initially.
Yeah.
Well, here's why, and I will give you a couple of names of guys that that I'm intrigued by. But I think that this depends on what else they're doing. Mm. You know, like I tend to look at this draft and the range they're in at number nine, and kind of look at the 3-4 type guys. But if Buddy's about to get traded, that might change things. You know what I mean? If they're parting ways with, you know, if Rashawn's going to go, that might change things. So, you know, I think they have information we don't, and you know, we can't. It makes it hard to kind of assess this stuff. So, you know, but if I do like a lot of the kind of 2-3, 3-4 guys in this draft. I would point to, you know, Franz Wagner's a guy who's been linked to Sacramento a lot. Hold on. Hold on. My information, like, this, it's been reported that Franz is a lock for Sacramento, and this might have changed in the last, I guess, 7 days, but I was told last week they hadn't even met with him yet. So, Moses Moody is a guy, if you want to get into some names, Moses Moody, long, athletic, can shoot it, can defend. Those are the types of guys I'm looking at. I'm intrigued by Jalen Johnson, I think, for some of those same reasons. Some people have him sliding way down the board because of, you know, some of his past issues. And without, you know, conducting the background checks myself and you know, all of that stuff, I don't know how fair that is. It may be fair, it may not be fair, but, you know, he left Duke in the middle of a pandemic when guys across the basketball world are suffering like catastrophic injuries because things are just weird. And I don't know how much I can hold it against a guy who's a draft lock that he checked out early there and went to focus on himself. So, like, I'm still intrigued by him. They're Scotty Barnes. I get the feeling they really, really like Scotty Barnes. I don't think it's likely he'll be around at number nine, but it makes me wonder if there are possibilities that things could change. They could trade up. They could trade back. There's a lot of conversations they're having that might help us kind of inform, sort of our views. But at this point, we just don't know how those other dominoes are going to fall yet.
Yeah. It's going to be a fascinating few weeks, Jason. We're looking forward to talking with you throughout it all. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, yes, Jason.
Sir. Anytime. You too.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.